And a good morning. I'm Craig Adams.
I'm Susie Peters.
You know, Susie, normally at this time we play a Browns theme. And that Browns theme is either the original up-tempo, energetic one when they win or one that's a little wobbly when they lose. But I think we're beyond that.
Are we as low as we're going to go?
Well, we'll find out. I kind of think so. I hope so anyway. Time now to check in with Scott Pentrick of the Chronicle-Telegram. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for being with us today.
Sure. How are you doing?
All right. Well, you know, by all accounts, that was pretty much a disaster yesterday. Your thoughts on yesterday's game?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, the Browns needed it to stay in the playoff chase. If they had won it, they would have had a chance to sweep and maybe get in. And they laid a big, fat egg. And besides that, the excitement that came with Johnny Manziel's first start quickly disappeared. He played poorly. The team played poorly. And, you know, the season's pretty much over besides the last two games left.
After the game, Mike Pettine talked to the media and talked about how, as he put it, the team just didn't have it. And I want to play that brief audio clip here.
You go out and you get beaten soundly in all three phases. You know, I talked to the guys about there's an it factor that you have to have when you go out and play, an edge to you, whether it's the focus, the intensity, and we didn't have it today.
That's Coach Mike Pettine after yesterday's loss to Cincinnati. And, Scott, this seems, I don't know that it's a, maybe it's a recurring problem, I don't know, but there seem to be games, maybe it happens with all NFL teams, but the Browns come out and just seem kind of flat. And the coach acknowledged it yesterday. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know what? A couple points. One, I think it's easy when a team loses to say, you know, players say it all the time. Oh, we came out flat. Anytime there's not a spark, or especially when the offense doesn't play well, it looks like the team's flat. But yesterday, for Mike Pettine to make it such a point of emphasis, he brought it up. I followed up and said, how do you explain that in such a critical moment? He goes, I can't. He goes, we're going to try to figure out where it came from, if you could see signs in practice. It was shocking to him that in such a big game, in a big moment of the season, his team could come out without the intensity necessary. You know, and I obviously that's a problem. And I'm not sure, like him, I'm not sure where it comes from. You know, I think this team has strong leaders. I think it's a solid locker room. But for the team not to be, I don't know if not prepared is the right word, but just not to be energized in such a big game with all the hype surrounding Johnny Manziel, it's really a head scratch.
Yeah. Now what? It's on to Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina. You know, and I think they're 5-8-1, yet they lead the division, the NFC South. So Carolina's going to want to win. You know, there's a question of quarterback because Cam Newton was in a car accident last week and didn't play yesterday. The Browns could see old friend Eric Anderson. But for the Browns, the rest of the season is about Johnny Manziel. He played so poorly yesterday. You know, we haven't even talked about that yet, but he played so poorly. He's going to have to be better the next 2 weeks, or else the Browns might be back where they are every year looking for a quarterback in the draft.
Let's talk about Johnny yesterday. He wasn't effective any which way you cut it. Were you surprised at sort of how awful it was?
You know what? I was. And I've never been a big Johnny Manziel fan. I didn't want the Browns to draft him. I'm not sure his skill set plays in the NFL. I think he's not as athletically talented as a lot of people give him credit for. Having said all that, I thought yesterday would be perhaps his best game because I thought the Browns would be able to surprise Cincinnati with some of the things they could do with him. I thought he'd get outside the pocket, be able to run and throw in space, and they'd be able to trick Cincinnati into getting points and yards. Well, none of that worked. I thought the game plan was too conservative. And then when Johnny had a chance to make plays, he didn't make them. He was hesitant to pull the trigger and admitted it. He had some guys open and wouldn't throw it. We saw it on the first pass of the game. He was supposed to throw a quick slant to Josh Gordon on 3rd-and-2, didn't, and got sacked or got tackled before he could get a first down. He threw late twice for interceptions, had a third interception taken away by penalty. And then when he got a chance to run, the gaps closed really quickly, and he wasn't able to do anything. So, to me, it was a big disappointment, and where it leaves the Browns is now it's one start, so you don't want to overreact. But I think there's so many new doubts and unanswered questions about Johnny, and you'd like some of them to be answered in the last 2 weeks, and I'm just not sure that's possible.
The last couple of weeks, the Browns' defense has played pretty well. Yesterday, I don't know, they got run over yesterday. They gave up, what, 255 yards or something on the ground? It was sort of outrageous.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, you saw it early. Mike Pettine, like he has all year, they won the coin toss and he deferred. Puts his defense on the field. And he does that because it gives your team an extra possession. If you get the ball at the end of the first half and can score, then you get it at the beginning of the second half and you can score, there could be a big momentum swing. Well, the problem with that is you put your defense on the field first and you trust them, and they're on the field for 7 minutes, give up a touchdown, take all the air out of the stadium, delay Johnny's first series, and it just didn't work, and then the defense didn't get any better. They got run over, and the defense had been improving. They had played well for, a 6 to 7 week stretch and had gotten better, but yesterday it was back to the same old problems. And I think that's when Mike Pettine talked about the lack of it and the lack of an edge. He was pointing to his defense because they didn't come ready to play.
You know, things, of course, changed during the game. We saw that last night with the Cowboys and the Eagles. That was, ebb and flow in that game. But yesterday with the Browns, I had this sense that after the Bengals marched down the field and the Browns went 3 and out, you're right. The whole stadium was deflated.
Yeah, things turn around. You're right. Things turn around in the league. But when your offense can't get a first down, I mean, they finished with 5 first downs yesterday, and 2 of them came by penalty. Then there's no chance to get any spark. I kept waiting for Johnny to make one of his plays, whether it be step out of a sack and find Josh Gordon deep. And the problem is, when he did step out of a sack, he threw over the middle for an interception in the end zone. So, as bad as the defense was, the offense provided no spark, either the special teams. And, it looked like you knew what the fate was going to be pretty early in that game. They got down 20-0, and there was really little hope that this offense with this quarterback could make any kind of a comeback.
Yeah. Carolina's next. Will you be making the trip down there?
I will.
Okay. And is it a hotbed for football? How would you describe the climate there?
No. The hotbed for college basketball, that's for sure. Yeah. NASCAR. I was down there years ago, and, this setting was okay. But, I expect a decent – I know there's going to be Browns fans down there because I got a buddy down there, and he said – big Browns backers event going on. But with Carolina having a chance to make the playoffs, even though they're going to be under 500, I think there'll be a pretty good atmosphere. And like I said, it's all about Johnny. You talk about who you compare him to as a quarterback, and I think people thought, okay, I know he's not physically who Cam Newton is, but maybe he can do some of those things, run the read option, get outside the pocket. Well, if Johnny can't do that, and he's 5 inches smaller and 30 pounds lighter, then Johnny's not going to have a long shelf life in this league.
We'll see what happens on Sunday. And hopefully, Scott, we can make connection with you next Monday morning as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Scott Pentrick from the Chronicle-Telegram sizing up the Browns-Bengals blowout.